Madam Chairperson, Deputy Secretary General, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, let me congratulate Ambassador Lucy Kerutu on her selection as chair of the 82nd session of the Working Party, and to Ms. Allison for her election as Vice Chair cum Rapporteur. I assure you of my delegation's full support for successful conclusion of this session of the Working Party. I would also like to thank the Deputy Secretary General, Madam Durant, for her insightful presentation, and the UNCTAD Secretariat for preparing a very useful brief and circulating it in a very timely manner before the session. Madam Chair, this session of the Working Party is important as it is the first one after UNCTAD 15 conference and adoption of the Bridgetown Covenant. We note that constraints on fiscal space, lack of monetary autonomy, and access to vaccines continue to hold many developing countries back, further widening the gulf with advanced economies and threatening to usher in another lost decade. On top of that, many developing countries have had to borrow from both private and multilateral creditors to help them through the crisis, adding to an already stressful debt situation. To address these issues, fresh thinking on policy options is needed. Taking cue from non-paper or a brief prepared by the Secretariat, I would like to reflect upon three main lessons learned in 2021 and issues expected to impact the 2023 program plan. The first lesson is that the world economy was on shaky economic foundation even before the pandemic and due to a series of pre-existing conditions. The second is the asymmetry between developing and developed economies in their attempt to cope with the shock and manage fiscal constraints. The third is the pandemic has created an opportunity to rethink the core principles of international economic governance and opening which was misled after the global financial crisis. While negotiating the UNCTAD 15 outcome document, these lessons were at the back of our minds. Member states have agreed a document which envisaged to provide a strong mandate to UNCTAD. We believe that the formulation of a strong program plan for 2023 is the next step in this process. As said by the chairperson of the Group 77, we stand ready to engage with the officials representing the various sub-programs to convey our expectations and ambitions, and we hope that together we can assure the final program plan adopted by the General Assembly will meet those expectations. We urge Secretariat to take into account the views of the member states in preparation of the document to be presented for review by the Working Party session to be held in January. Madam Chair, on item 3, the technical assistance of UNCTAD, my delegation notes with concern, as said by the colleagues before me, that the COVID-19 pandemic has weighed on UNCTAD Technical Cooperation 2020. Both extra budgetary resources overall expenditure witnessed a marked decline. After hitting a historic high in 2019, our funding fell by 28% to $33 million, close to the level of 2018. Overall expenditure for UNCTAD Technical Cooperation dropped by 19% to $35 million in 2020. Pandemic-induced lockdowns and travel restrictions significantly affected the delivery of technical cooperation activities and the formulation of new projects. However, the delegation is pleased to note that in the face of unprecedented situation, UNCTAD adjusted the work program rapidly and prioritized technical assistance related to COVID-19 to respond effectively to the most urgent needs of the developing countries, especially the vulnerable groups. Adopted online or hybrid modes in the delivery of advisory services and capacity building programs and continued to take the IP reviews and the other activities. To help developing countries recover better from the pandemic and accelerate the achievement of SDGs, UNCTAD technical assistance arm would have to be further strengthened. Doing so, and while formulating the new technical strategy, Bridgetown Covenant should be the guiding document. Madam Chair, finally, my delegation believes that evaluation is an important tool for the continuous improvement of the work of UNCTAD. This is particularly relevant as we embark on a new evaluation cycle starting in 2022. We are pleased to note that the evaluation reports that UNCTAD is designing and delivering technical assistance projects in a flexible and innovative way to support our people, especially the most vulnerable. Though the Office of Internal Oversight Services assessed that UNCTAD has a robust evaluation function, but no in-depth evaluation was conducted in 2020 or 2021. We expect that new cycle of sub-program evaluations will be starting with a clear evaluation plan for 2021-22 and onwards. Thank you.